Welcome back, everyone. So, have you ever felt like you're shouting into the void with your marketing? You post content, but it just disappears?
Oh, absolutely. That's the reality for so many small businesses today. The digital space is crowded, and getting noticed takes more than just creating good content.
Right. Which brings us to today's topic, multi-channel publishing. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is multi-channel publishing, and why should small business owners care?
Great question. Multi-channel publishing means marketing across different platforms to reach a wider audience of prospective customers. Think about it. Your customers aren't just on one platform. They're on Google, YouTube, social media, podcast apps. If you're only showing up in one place, you're missing, most of your potential audience.
Makes sense. And there's some compelling data behind this, right?
Definitely. Research shows that using multiple marketing channels for a single campaign can increase engagement substantially compared to just one channel. And here's another stat. Over 90% of consumers use multiple devices sequentially to complete a task. So if you're not present across channels, you're literally invisible to people at key decision moments.
That's significant. So we've established that being everywhere matters. But how do small businesses actually do this without, you know, burning out their team?
That's where multi-channel publishing tools come in. These are content amplification tools that boost your content visibility beyond what organic distribution alone can achieve. Some handle scheduling, others automate the entire creation and distribution process.
Let's talk examples. What are some tools businesses might use?
Sure. Buffer and Hootsuite are popular for social media scheduling and management. They let you plan posts across multiple platforms from one dashboard. Then there's IFTTT, which allows automation of content distribution workflows between platforms. And Outbrain, now operating as Teads, specializes in native advertising, placing your content on premium publisher sites.
I see. And these tools deliver actual ROI?
They can, yes. The key is choosing the right tool for your goals and budget. Multi-channel campaigns commonly drive significantly higher ROI compared to single-channel efforts. And research shows that customers who engage across multiple channels tend to spend more than those who use just one.
That's hard to ignore. I'm curious, though. For a small business owner listening right now, how do they know which tool to pick?
It depends on three things: your business goals, your budget, and how much you want to handle yourself. Free tools cover basics like scheduling. Paid platforms add targeting and scale. And some newer tools remove the manual work entirely by automating both content creation and distribution.
That point about content creation and distribution sets up our next piece, how automation builds authority. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Ampifier. Ampifier is a content marketing platform offering a partially automated omni-channel distribution model. Their AmpCast AI transforms a single topic into 8 content formats, including news articles, blog posts, podcasts, and videos, and publishes them across 300-plus high-authority sites like Google News, YouTube, and Spotify. They're partnered with reputable news sites and social channels to help businesses increase organic traffic and build authority. To learn more, visit Ampifier.com.
Picking up on content creation and distribution, how exactly does spreading content across platforms build online authority?
Building brand authority across multiple channels creates multiple signals that both search engines and AI systems use to understand what topics your brand is known for. When you appear on high authority sites, let's say Google News or major news network affiliates, that presence becomes a form of third-party validation.
Third-party validation. You mean like earned media?
Exactly. Earned media, such as news coverage and third-party mentions, feels more authentic and trustworthy to consumers than owned media. And when you qualify for those As Seen On trust badges, you know, the ones that say your brand appeared on recognizable outlets, that adds instant credibility.
Right. Those badges are everywhere now. Almost like digital bragging rights.
Exactly. But they work. Independent recognition from familiar sources can't be faked. It's a genuine signal of trustworthiness. Plus, 93% of people research online before they buy. If your brand appears wherever they look, search results, social feeds, podcast directories, you're building a digital chorus of mentions and citations that boost visibility.
A digital chorus. I like that. So being seen once isn't enough. Being seen everywhere, consistently, is what matters. Or, to put it another way, repetition across channels compounds your credibility.
Right. And that consistency compounds. Content amplification makes high-quality content more discoverable, even in competitive areas. More visibility leads to more shares, more backlinks, and better search rankings. It all feeds into building long-term authority.
Let's bring this down to earth with a real-world scenario. Can you give us an example of how this plays out for a small business?
Sure. I remember reading about a local plumbing business, Mike's Plumbing. They adopted a multi-channel approach and created multiple discovery pathways. Consistent messaging across platforms built trust. The result? They ended up hiring two additional plumbers and booking jobs weeks in advance.
That's a concrete outcome. Traffic numbers are one thing, but actual business growth is another.
Exactly. And consider an e-commerce store that distributed product-focused content across blogs and videos. They saw a 40% increase in organic traffic. Another service provider gained credibility by appearing on authoritative sites like Business Insider. I actually worked with a client once who was skeptical at first. After we got them featured on a couple of news sites, they told me their phone started ringing with customers who saw them there.
Wow, real proof. So to everyone listening, if you're wondering whether multi-channel publishing is worth the effort, the data says yes. But here's my follow-up. What's the biggest mistake small businesses make when they start?
Trying to do everything manually. They spread themselves too thin and burn out. The smarter approach is leveraging tools that automate the heavy lifting, so you can focus on strategy and customer relationships.
That makes sense. You mentioned earlier that buyers often complete a large portion of their research independently before ever talking to a vendor. That really highlights why a diversified approach is essential, right?
Absolutely. People are out there looking. Your job is to make sure they find you, no matter where they're searching.
Perfect. Well, we've covered a lot today. What multi-channel publishing is, why it matters, examples of tools, and how it builds authority. Any final thoughts before we wrap?
Just this. Multi-channel publishing levels the playing field. Small businesses can compete with bigger brands by being smart about distribution. Start small, pick one or two tools, and scale as you see results.
Great advice. Thanks for breaking this down with us today. To everyone listening, think about where your customers are spending their time online and meet them there. Until next time.